The economy has even gangsters concerned, at least the gangsters on TV.
I'm talking about some simple estate planning, Tony, that's all. My cousin, Brian Camerata, has helped lots of people set up trusts for their kids. There are these things called REITs that Brian told me about.
Where's the capital for that?
In the Caymans, or under the mattress, or wherever you put it at zero growth.
That's Carmela Soprano on the season premiere of HBO's The Sopranos. Like a lot of us, she's worried about the family's financial future. She thinks REITs are a safe place to invest the mob money that comes into the house. But we thought we'd check with our own money experts, David and Tom Gardner. They're co-hosts of NPR's The Motley Fool. So guys, what are REITs?
Well, REITs are real estate investment trusts, Howard, and they are a way for investors to get exposure to land, whether that's investing in a real estate investment trust that focuses on just office buildings, which is actually a riskier side of the industry, or buys real estate oceanfront property that it rents out to people who come in timeshares or who want to buy a second home there. So it's a way to actually own a portion of land, but you're owning shares of a company that makes investments in that land.
And is this a safe investment?
They are safe investments for the most part. They're not the easiest investments to understand, Howard, because it is very helpful to be familiar with the properties, and not a lot of us are necessarily connected into that oceanfront property that we might be buying a REIT in. But traditionally, they do return around 7 to 9%, and a lot of that comes in the form of dividends. So you are paying taxes on an annual basis with your REIT, but it is a safer investment. And those of us who've seen the stock market drop, the NASDAQ down 70% from its highs in just a couple of years, it would have been very pleasing in retrospect to have been invested in REITs.
But I remember that real estate was something that helped trigger the savings and loan crisis, the crash of real estate. Isn't it possible that real estate could crash just like the stock market has crashed?
Absolutely. There are booms and busts in the world of real estate. They're usually less pronounced than what happens in the stock market, and they actually often counterbalance one another. And in fact, if you look at real estate investments over just the last couple of years, as Dave said, during a period that the NASDAQ fell 70% and the general market is down more than 30%, real estate, because your clients are paying you regular rent, is a pretty safe recession-proof investment to make. Now, if it's office space in Silicon Valley, that's a little bit riskier.
Okay, so if I decide that I want to investigate this, I think I'm like most people. Most of my money's in mutual funds or 401ks. It's basically managed by somebody else. So how would I get into this? How would I find out more about real estate investment trusts? And most importantly, how would I figure out which are the good ones and which are the bad ones?
Well, you should certainly start doing some reading. Anyone who goes out on the internet and just searches articles on REIT is the acronym, or Real Estate Investment Trust, is going to turn up some articles, whether it's in Business Week or articles written on our site. But then you should also go to the bookstore. There's a wonderful book on real estate investment trusts written by Ralph Block. That's a wonderful way to learn about that investment. And then finally, when you're actually looking at the individual companies, I'd say probably the single most important variable to follow is debt. A lot of these real estate investment trusts, when they get in trouble, it's because they've leveraged up their portfolio. They've borrowed, they've acquired other real estate investment trusts. Their eyes have gotten so big, they've consumed far more than their stomach can handle. And that's when you have real bust cycles in real estate, when the big companies end up taking on too much debt.
And I have a question that I want you to answer very carefully, because this is where bad advice could really get you in trouble. Would real estate investment trust be the best place for a mobster to stash his money?
Well, the truth is, if we're to give tips to a mobster here, I think the first thing, Howard, is that every mobster should build an emergency fund. And that's actually 3 to 6 months of savings that represents 3 to 6 months of your own expenses. And I think that, you know, certainly for Carmela and Tony, if they haven't already looked at that, I think that's what they should do, and most Americans should do.
And I think number two is that they should have life insurance. I mean, it's just a basic term life insurance to make sure Carmela has something.
Right, not whole life insurance.
And yeah, term life insurance is the cheaper alternative, but she's going to get cash if James Gandolfini goes down. And then when you're looking at individual stocks and real estate investment trusts, I think this would be a fine place for them to invest. In fact, I'm anticipating, I know nothing about the future plot and the show development, but I'm anticipating that they're going to invest in real estate investment trusts because it generates income. 95% of a real estate investment trust's earnings are paid out in dividends to the shareholders. So that's going to be a way for Carmela to get her hands on the cash quickly. Finally, I see a final opportunity to extend relationships from the family to some of these real estate companies you might invest in, call up the financial officers, get to know them, and you might end up picking up their trash. You might refinish some basements in some of these buildings. You've got some opportunities for the family to profit in alternative ways.
All right. David and Tom Gardner are co-hosts of the Motley Fool radio show on NPR. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Howard.
Fool on.